for the emergency break of the week.
Are there any other things that I'm, perhaps I've been asked don't bring up on the air ever?
Really? We're going to 11 now?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, my point is just this is a one-way street.
Oh, yeah!
You know, this team is just not that good.
We play with each other all the time, and the Bob open? Said country music,
yeah,
and now it's the...
There.
I just had no idea what you were talking about. I've never heard of this song before.
Okay, well, and how about we get over it and do the news?
Jeez.
Take yourself a little more seriously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Julie, can you pass the rolls, please?
I'm looking for some good news stories out there that I could report.
On the Little Ticket.
Yes, it is time for the emergency break of the week. Here we go. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you those three candidates as we do every week here on a Friday morning, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310, and we will verify the vote and award the winner. All right, candidate number one has won a number of e-breaks through the years. It's from the hardline, Corby Davidson. And they were talking NBA, Ian, Bob, were, and Danny, and talking about LeBron and when he recruited the Brow to go out to Los Angeles, Anthony Davis. Corby was trying to say the name Anthony Davis. Instead, he said an actor from Star Wars, and that's, I can't wait to hear this one slowed down. Listen to this ridiculous conversation that has a lot of great Corby laughter in it.
And then I can't worry about the seeding because the seeding's going to be jacked and you just have to get in the top eight and deal with it.
I got a couple of notes from people saying if this were the Lakers and they had LeBron James and Anthony Daniels, not C-3PO.
That'd be awesome.
I think LeBron made a mistake on who he wanted to join forces with.
Who was he recruiting again?
I mean, 3PO's got good court vision.
Can you imagine it?
LeBron, you said AD.
He has a 1.5-inch vertical.
Just walking down the court.
He can speak over 6 million different languages, but I just don't know if that's real helpful here in the NBA. Boy, that's awesome.
Woo.
And they think they can get Kenny Baker through waivers as well. And then they
LeBron and the droid.
It's like, okay, he is better than Jordan. He won a title with two droids.
Anyway, they said that had that been the Lakers, oof, man.
I got so many Star Wars jokes, but we're just kind of up against.
Yeah, that's great. Sound like Corby maybe on a Friday night when he hears that joke and just can't stop laughing.
He's got about 20 different laughs in that one.
No.
Bob with a lot of good lines there, too.
Oh, yeah. Bob is just one after another, just destroying. That's what I heard listening back to that.
Well, Jordan, I mean, LeBron really would be the greatest to win titles with droids.
Kenny Baker no longer with us.
Right.
Oh, that is so true.
Checked out in 2016.
And Anthony Daniels is Muser's own.
Yeah.
Had him in studio.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
You don't remember that,
George?
Yeah,
I do now. Yeah.
You met C-3PO and you didn't even remember it?
Well, he didn't have on his outer shell. Yeah, his C-3PO outfit.
That was the best interview you've ever done, Gordo, because you handled that one.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It wasn't
really interview him. I was just making that up.
It was by far the best interview you've ever done. You've had a lot of swings and misses, so this one stood out.
I doubt about that. All right, let's hear Corby laugh one more time.
And then I can't worry about the seeding because the seeding's going to be jacked, and you just have to get in the top eight and deal with it.
I got a couple of notes from people saying if this were the Lakers and they had LeBron James and Anthony Daniels, not C-3PO.
I think LeBron made a mistake on who he wanted to join forces with.
Who was he recruiting again? I mean, 3PO's got good court vision.
Can you imagine it?
LeBron, you said AD.
He has he has a 1.5-inch vertical.
Just walking down the court.
He can British speak accent. Over 6 million different languages, but I just don't know if that's real helpful here in the NBA. Boy, that's awesome.
Woo.
And that they think they can get Kenny Baker through waivers as well. And then they
LeBron and the droid.
It's like, okay, he is better than Jordan. He won a title with two droids.
Anyway, they said that had that been the Lakers, oof, man.
I got so many Star Wars jokes, but we're just kind of up against
it. Can't believe they didn't work Peter Mayhew into it.
Yeah,
no longer with us. But Chewbacca, that may have ended Corby that brought up Chewbacca being a part of the Lakers. All right, that's Corby, candidate number one. Candidate number two, Dan McDowell. Sometimes Dan will go full throttle, and boy, did he hear. But you may ask yourself the question when you listen to this, was he the victim of a drop, or did he really say this live?
You can't, just stuff you like, that dudes like, because we're not worried about if something looks good. I had this cool 2011 Dallas Mavericks Sports Illustrated cover when they won the title. I want to see that all the time. So it's up here in my office. I would love to put it down in the kitchen, but wife would not go for that. Because she's a bitch.
Jeez.
Dan McDowell.
Wow.
So I have my
just
own one room.
Trying to maintain
room.
A nice household for you. Jeez. Free of Playboy covers and random Mavs pictures. And that's what you want to call her.
You're supposed to blame Cheryl, not your wife.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Cheryl is really
the root of
all of our marital problems.
So, no, I think that is live.
Yeah.
He really said that.
Gosh, that's so violent.
So abrasive.
He really leaned into it, didn't he?
He did. It's so harsh. And that's why Dan is candidate number two. And ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Who are some of the most efficient scorers in the NBA junior of all time? Guys who come off the bench and just do nothing but get buckets, like
the great sixth men, like Vinny the Microwave.
Yeah,
Johnson.
The Microwave always comes to mind. Yeah.
Ginobili was great.
Yeah,
great sixth man. Jason Terry here in town.
Is that what we should just call Craig Rosengarten, or just instant offense guy when it comes to the e-break?
Sure,
one show a week, and yet he gives us so much gold. And I'm with him here. Sometimes you trip up saying either socially distanced or social distancing, and he struggled.
It's only $2.59 for two people. And
pretty good deal.
Yeah,
a
very
fun place to go.
$650 retail.
Fairly, very socially, distantly responsible.
Distancely?
Whatever.
Socially distancely?
Whatever. You know what I meant.
No, not really.
They're practicing social distance down there. And
practicing social distancing.
Why does he always have a mouthful of mashed potatoes?
I don't know. But that's worth
whatever.
Play there.
What? Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Fair
yeah.
catch.
Yeah. It's our problem. Yeah.
Fair catch has been called for. We can't hit you. All right, one more time.
It's only $2.59 for two people. And
pretty good deal.
Yeah,
a
very
fun
good.
Place to go.
$650 retail.
Fairly, very socially distantly responsible.
Distancely?
Whatever.
Socially distancely?
Whatever. You know what I meant.
No, not really.
They're practicing social distance down there. And
practicing social distancely.
So remember, practice socially distancely.
Distancely.
Or something. All right, so those are your three candidates. Corby, Dan, or Craig Rosengarten. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Gimme Dan. That was aggressive.
Yeah, it really was aggressive. Thank you for your responsible vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Heather.
Cassidy.
Fake Casey.
No, Cassidy.
Oh.
505 Farmer?
She would never say that.
It? Right. That's it just for that? Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Upon further review, give me Dan. That wasn't pre-produced, by the way, either.
No, I don't think it was. Did kind of sound like a drop. There's another vote for Dan. Hi, you're on the Ticket, America's favorite radio station. Or okay. Maybe not. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
No, hey, wasn't I just talking to you guys?
I don't know.
Give me Dan.
Wait, you can't double vote if he was just talking to us. Was that the same guy, Jer?
Or is he referencing one of the candidates?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know what happened.
Let's throw that vote out. I don't like that vote. That's voter fraud.
Stop the count right there.
Yeah, stop the count right there. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, is this the Courage They / Them?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Is Davey there?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I'll vote for Bree Walker's Red Rocket, and Blotty will be happy with that.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, dude. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. Thanks for motivating all your listeners, having Craig Rosengarten prove that you can do anything that you put your mind to it and still suck.
Hey. Come on, dude. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, how's it hanging?
Okay, guess.
Hey, how you guys feel about pickles? I got a serious question. Y'all like them?
Yes, I do, generally.
No.
Yeah?
I don't mind them. They're not my favorite.
Have you ever heard of a non-jarred pickle?
A what?
An unjarred pickle? What my girlfriend used to do, she'd take a cucumber, right? And she'd leave it in her nightstand for about a week or two.
All right. Okay. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and we're going to move on.
That's not voting right there. That's not voting. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins?
I give up for Corby, Bib Fortuna, Davidson, and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, George, Craig, and I forgot the other one. I think it's Jordan.
It's Jordan. That's right. That's right, Cassidy.
Are you 50 yet? Oh, well, I don't mind, but I'll go ahead and vote for Corby.
Okay. Thank you, Cassidy. Merry Christmas to you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hi-ho, Patrick Mahomes here, voting for Corby.
That's your Patrick you. Mahomes?
It's not too far off. He does kind of have a Muppet voice. That's pretty good. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins?
Hi, George.
Hey.
Vaginal slash one more.
Dude, leave me alone. Geez. Leave me alone. Hi, you're on the Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
She's a bitch, okay?
Thank you. We hadn't heard that in a long time.
Serbian guy.
Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yeah, how's it going? This is a fish that George threw.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's the one you threw on Butterfield Road.
Yeah, it's the caller of the week.
I am not a flying fish, George. You know, I'm
sorry.
There, I'm trying to get a tan, you know, and you grab the meaty paws and you throw me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Give me snake. Out.
Okay, thanks, fish. Out. Appreciate the call. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm on AM radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, musers. This is a triple, quadruple, extra fake Natalie Maines, and I vote for Dan. Love you.
Just so you know.
Yeah, that's not the real one. There's a slight difference there. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hello, musers. This is C-3PO, Human Cyborg Relations. And I love listening to 96.7 FM and 1310 The Ticket AM. And I would like to vote for Dan, that son of a B, McDowell. This is a horrible C-3PO impression, and I am signing off.
Not that bad. So, and a bit of a surprise there, and we have ourselves a winner.
The character referenced by Corby votes for Dan.
Yeah, just to throw you off. We all thought it was going to be Corby, but he votes for Dan, and Dan has won the emergency break of the week.
You can't, just stuff you like that dudes like, that because we're not worried about if something looks good. I had this cool 2011 Dallas Mavericks Sports Illustrated cover when they won the title. I want to see that all the time. So it's up here in my office. I would love to put it down in the kitchen. But wife would not go for that. Because she's a bitch.
Jeez.
Dan McDowell.
Wow.
So I have my
just
own one room.
Trying to maintain a nice household for you. Jeez. Free of Playboy covers and random Mavs pictures. And that's what you want to call
her. You're supposed to blame Cheryl, not your wife.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Cheryl is really
the root of
all of our marital problems.
I'm glad Julie laughed there. That certainly softened a very abrasive word from Mr. McDowell.
Three very strong candidates this week. Any one of them a worthy winner. The Corby one was the funniest, yeah, especially with all of the reaction. But the Dan one was the most shocking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that did bring it all to a halt, yeah, right there. So how many is that for Dan McDowell?
That's his 33rd win. He's 85 behind Norman Robinette Hitzkus.
Oh, I didn't know that was his middle name, too.
All right, it's 808 on the ticket.